WV2S, Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. We're going to have a, I believe, a roundtable here at 9 o'clock. You are clear, crystal clear on the Echo Link, and I'll be standing by, KA3TFB.
All right, well, that sounds good. I'll stay in here. I've been, the last few nights I've been trying to connect into this repeater. It seemed like when there's a bunch of people on here, I can't connect. I'm surprised I did tonight, because I see there's, I see there's like four people actually, or actually five people on there right now. See the Echo Link there, and I'm surprised I connected. So if I, for some reason, I get disconnected because something's wrong with the computer. So, all right, I'll stand by for the net. All right, this is Whiskey Victor 2 Sugar.
This is M5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic?
This is Whiskey Victor 2 Sugar, the name is Sal, Sierra Alpha Lima, located in Northport, Florida.
Oh, very good. Glad to have you check in that distance away. If you will, would you come back with your call again and I can catch it all and write it down?
Yes, it's Whiskey Victor 2 Sugar. The name is Sal, Sierra Alpha Lima. We're originally from Herkimer, New York. We moved to Florida 4 years ago. And kind of chilly here. Well, it will be chilly for you guys. It's 65 degrees here, but actually it's a little chilly. Seems like since I've been down here and anything below 70 degrees now, it seems like it's getting cold, you know. I could never say that when I was up north, but it's different down here when you've been here for a while. All right, back to you, Net Control, Bob.
Very good, Sal, and I've got the call as Whiskey Victor 2 Sierra. Very good. Yeah, I know what you mean with the temperature variation after you've been down there a while. We went down a couple of years back, and they said, well, you picked a bad time because it was, I believe, 62, 64 degrees. And we were sitting on the beach on the west coast of Florida Bay. That was kind of comical. There were a few people out, and they were on the beach in beach chairs with jackets on and overcoats and whatever, and there we sat, which is t-shirts and bathing suit or t-shirts and shorts, and we were perfectly comfortable. So, yeah, it's a matter of getting used to the temperature and just one of those things with the difference in areas. All right, Sal, well, thank you for long distance check-in. That's the nice part about the Echo Lake. Serves well. You have a good evening and a good day tomorrow, 73. And thanks again. Are there any other Echo Lake stations?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike Kevin James checking in through the Echolink system from Oneonta, New York. I believe there might be a couple other stations unless I'm out of sync.
Okay, Kevin. I'll hold off a little bit for them to check in. Other Echolink stations, come now, please.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Juliet, Whiskey Charlie, Matt, and Oneonta checking in by Echo Link.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB, the fourth time is a charm, checking into the Echo Link, over.
Okay, very good, Bill and Matt. FKA3TFB, Kilo Delta 2, Julia Whiskey Charlie, Matt, and KD2FBM. And we'll start with Kevin. Kevin, how you doing? Hope your evening and your day went well.
Hey, good evening, Bob, and a good evening to everyone up in the North Country tonight. KD2FPM, Kevin James out here in Oneonta, the central southern tier of New York. We got about 23 degrees on the outside right now, and I've spent a good chunk of the day prepping for an inspection tomorrow here at my fashionable upper midtown pad. And I'm saying that kind of facetiously because I'm not looking really forward to it. But I did my spring cleaning either very late or extremely early, and I had a good friend come over and give me a hand with it, which was really cool. So got it all done, all set. I tell you what, I'll stay 7-3. I'll back out and listen. KD2FPM, back to Net Control.
All right, Kevin. Well, I know what you mean with that kind of inspection that goes through everything and get ready for the white glove test. goes well. I don't think there'll probably be anything they really have to worry about or complain about, but probably a formality they go through anyway. Okay, you have a good evening, and we'll move along to Matt. 82JWC. Matt, how you doing?
Good evening, Bob. Good evening, everyone. I'm not doing too bad. Currently showing 22 degrees down here in Oneonta. And just actually kind of finally settling down for the final part of the day. I was busy at work today trying to get a couple trucks going that they needed for tomorrow, which is always fun. They always break them at the last minute, it seems to be, so you got to rush and hurry up and do it. But kind of enjoying it, kind of sitting down to relax a little bit, and I will be sitting here listening and monitoring the rest of the net. KD2JWC, back to net control.
All right, very good, Matt. Well, sounds like you're ready to settle in and just have a good evening. Okay, well, thank you for checking in. 73, have a good day tomorrow. So we'll move along to Bill out of Pennsylvania, KA3TFP. Bill, how's everything down your way?
KDQAIT, KA3TFB in the group. Tip my hat to everybody. Good evening. Fine business here. Fine business. We're at 30 degrees. That's a big 3-0, and that's 2 degrees below freezing. So what was nice today, we reached 47, and we're dropping back down again. I don't have much to say tonight. We've had some technical difficulties here where the proxy drops away, and then we lose our link. So with that in mind, I feel a little different. I'm the last car on the train on Echolink, and we're going to give it back.
All right, very good, Bill. Seemed like it dropped off on the tail end of that for you, but we got everything else. Well, seems like you had a cooler day in general. No, cool now, I guess. I didn't look at our temperature here, but 47 during the day, that's quite nice. I didn't look at it today to see what we had here, but the sun was out for the most part of the day, and in fact, I'd say 85 to 90% of it, and that was good. Made a very nice day overall. Bill, have a good evening, and we'll chat with you another time again. Okay, this is N5AOW. Net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
AC2WI.
WA to you.
Okay, very good. We've got John, WA2U, Pete, KC2WI, and George, N2PFM. George, what's going on? How you doing?
Well, good evening, Bob, and of course, Kevin James, and there in Pennsylvania, and everybody else on the net. We got a temperature here right now, also like Kevin James, same thing of 23 degrees, and a temperature range today of 17 to 33, and we did have sun a good part of the day, maybe a little less, I'd say maybe three-quarters of the time we had sun, and the last 2 days now been able to use the solar power, which I'm very grateful for, to be able to be, you know, between the shorter day and the lack of sun for how many days. I understand we're going to start lacking sun again in another couple of days for almost a week again. So, well, we have to go back to the NIMO power. Yeah, I'm going to see what the electric bill runs in a couple of days. I'll get the NIMO bill and find out what the National Squid is charging me for the using all squid electric instead of some of it on the solar. So with that, we'll nothing much else to report, so we'll say God bless and 73 is N2 PFM clear.
All right, George, yeah. That sun will definitely help for a few days, get everything charged up and ready for the next cloudy spell. But, I'll tell you what, it does good for the body, too, with that old D3 or vitamin D, anyhow. All right, you have a good evening. 73, and we'll move along to KC2WI. Pete, how are you doing?
KC2WI, 19 degrees here, 35 for the high, and I had planned to go out early today, about like 10 o'clock, and for a fairly long excursion before the weather, you know, turns bad and the snow gets rained down. But had a few things to do. I couldn't quite decide what I wanted to do. I was either going to go cross-country skiing again, or I was going to put my old snowmobile on the trailer and ride over to, drive over to Lyons Falls to Costerville Road and unload it at the trail, you know, with a chainsaw and tools and stuff, and clear out some trees. I like doing that just about as much as riding. I like the trail work. And I decided, the snowmobile, that's too much trouble. It's going to take too long, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And then, so I decided, hey, I know where I want to go, and I'm going to go find a geocache or two. Well, where's my map that I made before? Oh, can't find it. You know what, I should make another map, because even though I know the trails, it's really easy to plan and strategize when you're out there. Between this, that, and the others, and you know, I'm going to go for a pretty long ski, so I'm going to take lunch, you know, I better put this in the pack and all this kind of nonsense. And so, you know, the best laid plans, like as usual, I didn't get out till, I don't really know when I started, actually. And I'm going to do something here and I'll tell you. I started, my GPS got turned on at 1656.50. I'm sure that's UTC. Oh boy, that doesn't seem right. 1656. Minus 5. Yeah, 1156. Yeah, well, I don't know. 16. So let's call it 1700 hours. That's UTC, and then you subtract 5 from that. Yeah, so, actually, I guess, but I wasn't at the trailhead then. That wasn't too far from it, where I planned, found one geocache, and, made a big loop, which I think, I just deleted a bunch of things on this track, and the time doesn't make any sense. Now it says 12:33. I don't get it. Well, okay, distance 4.6 miles. So yeah, I skied around 4.5 miles, and elapsed time 2 hours and 43 minutes, but I haven't deleted some of the half an hour of waypoints or 10 minutes where I didn't turn the GPS off when I got back to the car. So anyway, found the one cache, decided not to go another, I don't know, 1.9 miles or something. It was that straight line. I said, no, that's too far. 1 point something. Made a big loop, came back anyway. Now I'm fooling around posting it I just decided to create a Black River Valley Geocachers Facebook group. See if we can get some of the people that go geocaching around here together and, you know, maybe a little social activity. Anyway, so that's the story of today. And I've been doing some work this evening. I had two people bring things over, and one I fixed sort of on the spot. Windows 95 computers, old guy farmer. He used it for farm records with old Quicken, and now he's still doing his taxes on it. You know, after about 10 years, it was one I sold him cheap, you know, back 10 years ago or something. That's all he wanted. He wanted to use Quicken for DOS, and after about 10 years, the battery went dead. But it's a not an ATX computer. It's it's got a real power switch, not one of those little push buttony things. So when it's off, it's off. Anyway. The new battery in it, and it was, you know, reset the date and it was fine. KC2WI.
Well, it sounds like quite an eventful day. Oh, boy. I don't know, Pete, I couldn't keep up with you if I had to. Well, I'm glad you have the energy. All right, well, thank you for checking in, and have an excellent day tomorrow. Maybe a little more in the planning department like you want, but if it's anything like me, I make a plan or I make a list, and it never seems to go accordingly. Okay, take it easy and have a good day tomorrow. And we've got John, WA2U. John, how are things down with you and Kathy?
Okay, WA2U. Well, all is well here with Kathy and I. Good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. I get a kick out of Pete's activities there. It reminds me of when we were living in Clay and near Syracuse and strategizing on going to camp. It seems like, I'll just, you know, a lot of stuff. Oh, I need that. Let's throw it on the bed. Kind of the same thing we do when we go to concerts, which we haven't gone to in a while because we have no concerts we're interested in going to. But there was a stint there where every couple of months we'd go to New York City or New York or Florida or something for a concert, rock concert. And we put everything on the bed, and that way it was all in sight, and that's how we used to clear out of the hotel room, you know, everything on the bed, and stuff it in whatever way it fit in the bag, and off you went. And as we, more experience we had, the bag got smaller and smaller and lighter. That's kind of interesting. But had a good day. Had the contractors here today. They got here bright, and, well, not, I don't know, bright, but they got here early, about 7:15, and they got all six windows in upstairs, and tomorrow they'll come back and put some trim, and then they're working on the foyer, as you can't be caught. So there is light at the end of the tunnel, and then we'll, she was out there painting today, and I moved a lot of the gym stuff around, and then on the January 15th, we've got carpeting coming, and then I don't want to goop up the weight machine and stuff, and there's a lot of things you can do wrong, so I think I can get the elliptical back together and stuff, but anyways, that's good. We haven't used the wood stove, good thing, because that would just be in the way of everything. Schlocking the wood in and out. Driveway's been plowed once. And what else is going on? Oh, I know it's an interesting thing. Kathy's the one that's computer savvy in the family here, and you know, when we moved everything around so that we gain access to the stuff in the office, we've covered up everything with drop cloths and stuff. The computer's been unplugged like for 2 or 3 days now, so who knows what kind of email, but, you know, so many times during the day you're looking for a phone number or you want to research something, and then I have to stop in my track. You go, oh, guess we can't do that. I can't get that number through director assistant. A lot of times Kathy goes, I'll get it through the, you know, or videos. I've been looking at different reloading possibilities here, and they have different videos. Oh, can't do that either. We sent you the tracking number. Oh, I can't get that either. So it's just amazing when you go 2 or 3 days, and yeah, I guess the term nowadays is you're unplugged. We're in the unplugged mode here. The only things that are plugged in are power tools and stuff, but kind of interesting. Yeah, and that good old DOS, what, DOS 6.22 and those. There are a lot of places that relied on it because if the machine went on emergency power, it would boot back up into DOS, and that was all good, especially at, like, I know that some of the emergency places used to have a packet radio, a stack of packet radio for communications, and other systems moved it down, so they wanted everything running off DOS, so when the system got smart once again, it reboot and come back up and be able to communicate. So, Bob, we'll turn it back over to you. I don't know what's going on here, but we have 15 degrees at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir, and I'm not even going to mention, I don't think we even got close to, boy, I don't, it was not, it was nice here, but it was not real, real warm, but a 15 now and drop it. WATU back to net.
Okay, John, well, it sounds like you had a very eventful day, too, and I'm glad they're making progress with your place. That's been ongoing for some time, and evidently you've got a lot of improvement done to it, and more to come, no doubt. I know what that's like. We went through that some years back, and of course, you're never really done. There's always something to do, but yeah, it's kind of nice when you do get to the point where you're at least 95 or 97% accomplished with it, and you can sit back and think, wow, it looks good. It's like a dream come true. Not only that, but you're tired of all the dust and everything else involved. So I know that feeling all too well. John, you have a good evening, and wish Kathy well. And, well, I think we'll make another call, see if anyone else would like to jump in here. This is N5AOW. Well, I had a good day. I went out with the dog for quite some time and took him around for a run. Went down one of the snowy roads. Boy, he just likes to run off and get in the woods and look for squirrels. Doesn't seem to be interested in much else. Probably chipmunks too, but they're not running around in the snow right now. So he has a good time doing it and keeps him active, gives him exercise, and we do a stretch that way and then come back up one of the back roads. It works out good. Once in a while we make a double trip around, second trip, and it gets him tired enough to sleep for a while and calm down. So, but it was a nice sunny day, and I went over to get the truck inspected and got a couple things done over in Mobile, and then came back home. So enjoyed it overall, and I'm hoping we have equally nice day tomorrow. I think towards the end of the week we're going to get some sleet and rain and ice and whatever. So I hope everybody gets their traveling done. Don't have to get out on that. Okay, are there any other check-ins? This is N5AOW. Florida, and also Rich and Remsen. To everyone, 7. N13. Have a good evening. Have a nice day tomorrow. N5 AOW clear.
Yeah, Bob, I'm not sure if you're still there. Rich is now up in Boonville, right up in Boonville. WA to you. Just a little bit of info.
Okay, John. Yeah, I'll make a note of that. Yeah, I thought he might have still been down. All right. Very good. John, have a good evening. 7-3 and 5 AOW clear.
WA to you.
Okay.